Books and Arts. Book Review. Class and Education. Noblesse Disoblige. Sad Little Men, Private Schools and the Ruin of England by Richard Beard.
As its subtitle promises, this book is an uncompromising denunciation of Britain's private schools. They offer their charges a Faustian bargain, says Richard Beard. The tools of success, principally fluency and self-confidence, in return for emotional impoverishment. He knows whereof he speaks. In 1975, he was sent from home to a new life sleeping in dormitories and climbing hierarchies, much like David Cameron and Boris Johnson. This argument is far from original. Lambasting public schools for tormenting their inmates and ruining the country is one of Britain's oldest traditions. In England and Wales, private schools are confusingly known as public schools. They themselves prefer independent schools. Thomas Macaulay, a Victorian historian and politician, avoided them after a family friend told his mother that throwing boys headlong into those great public schools always puts me in mind of the practice of the Scythian mothers who threw their newborn infants into the river. In the 20th century, Evelyn Waugh quipped that anyone who has been to an English public school will always feel comparatively at home in prison. Goronwy Rees, a journalist, wrote of the public schoolboys he encountered at Oxford that they were all well taught at school and what they understood very well. What they did not understand included almost everything which would change the world in their lifetime. Two of the best books about the classic public school, both by T.C. Worsley, a former schoolmaster, are entitled Barbarians and Philistines and Flannelled Fool.